Hello. I just wanted to give a small update with regards to the status of the podcast and its absence since last year. I cannot believe we are nearly in May already. These past few months have flown by so quick, and I cannot wait to indulge in relaxing on some of Brighton's greatest attributes. Guitar in one hand, beer in the other, surrounded by friends and the fam, which is short for people you are related to and whom you may or may not get along with. Last year, Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast was a great experience, and one I do want to eventually continue. Especially as I don't think there's any other media outlet documenting that particular period of time in such a nostalgic way. I loved writing about it because I lived it, and relished all the opportunities and experiences it gave me over those years. I guess also because I really miss being in a band. Maybe it's time to find a new one, or at least get Inferion 4.0 up and running. I have been writing episodes for the second series of the podcast, but it's been coming at a much slower rate than before. A lot of ground I've wanted to cover, I already have. That's not to say my memories of the stories have dried up, but perhaps the ones I was most passionate about have been told. Or maybe it's because I'm not a fan of just doing the same thing over and over again, and the format of the podcast needs changing. The one aspect I am really keen on is the one where I have conversations with legends of the scene, past and present. Speaking to the Inferion lads, Jacko and Rapscallion, albeit briefly, was definitely a highlight and became a nice relief from my waffling. So I think that's where I'm at. The podcast will return sometime in the year, and I implore anyone who wants to have a conversation about their old days, the old days, their band's old days, to contact me and we'll set something up. I'm employed now too, so we'll feel less guilty about spending money on beer or coffee whilst reminiscing. There is a list of people I have wanted to get on the show since its inception, but I have been a little anxious about reaching out and setting up a proper conversation, so that's what I'll be working on over the coming months, and we'll see how we go. I'm trying to streamline all this social media gubbins too. Eventually everything will probably just come under my Rise of the Ziggurat alias. If for some reason you like the often hungover and slurred tone of my voice, search for Rise of the Ziggurat and Sounds from the Ziggurat on YouTube, as I'm slowly putting up other podcasts about my current views on the Brighton music scene, as well as retro gaming nonsense and other rambling, whilst I continue to find an avenue of creativity outside of music that is as satisfying as music. I've come to the conclusion that I like writing and speaking words, but putting videos together is too tedious for my liking, which is why the ones I produce are not very good. I just don't have the passion for it. If you do Instagram, then I'm on there as Rise of the Ziggurat, and if you want to contact me by Twitter, go to @I'mFineAtSea, and not the previous one, @the_Ziggurat. I don't really use Twitter anymore, but it's still a good service for one-to-one, quick interactions and exchanges of ideas. So that's that for now. I hope everyone is well. I'm looking forward to the future of the podcast, and once again, if anyone wants to come and chat, please do reach out and we'll set something up. Thanks for listening.